Okay. Last box. Why did I leave the heavy one for the end? Hold the elevator, please. Thanks. I don't think I could have lugged this thing up the stairs. 3, please. Thank you, yeah, I'm new. Moving into 3A.
You're 3B? Cool.
I guess we're neighbors. Nice to meet you too. I'm Teacup. I'd shake your hand, but yeah. No, I've lived in the area for a few years. I moved here for work after college. My relationship ended a few months ago, and I finally decided I needed a new place if I really wanted a new start. And the studios here aren't all that big, but they are cheap. You don't need to be sorry about that. You aren't the side chick. You got pregnant. Sorry. You didn't ask for my life story, and you really didn't ask for that. Well, thank you. I'm glad to meet you. I've got to do some unpacking and settling in, but maybe sometime we could go out for drinks or coffee, and you could fill me in on the rest of the building? Okay, great. Yeah, you know where to find me. Was that too bold? I felt really bold. Asking your new neighbor out when you just met him. He doesn't always ask him out, doesn't he? Oh god, what if he didn't? No, it's okay. It's okay. If he didn't realize, it'll just be coffee and getting lay of the land. You can ask him again later. Calm down, Teacup. It's just a cute guy. A really cute guy. Who happens to live right across the hall. Okay. Time to unpack some boxes and maybe order a pizza for dinner. That's enough for tonight. I made some pretty good progress. I'm tired and sore, and it is time to relax. Maybe just shower and get into bed. That's better. I wonder what Mr. 3B is doing right now. Why'd he have to be so cute? I could use him over here to keep me cozy in this bed. Not tonight, though. What? What the fuck was that? Is someone there? Fuck, fuck, fuck. Where's the lamp? Come on! Work, work, work. Why won't it turn on? Get the light switch. What was that? Who's there? Oh my god. I'm so happy to see you. Something's in my apartment. It woke me up and then it grabbed me when I tried to run away. Look, I'm sorry I woke you, but also I'm not sorry at all because I needed the comfort of seeing another person and I need you to check it out with me. There was something in there making noise. Then when I got out of bed and tried to get to the door, it grabbed my leg and dragged me down. Okay. Turn the light on so we can see. I'll stand back here. I'm not going in there right now. What is it? What did you find? My sweatshirt? That's what caught my leg? Yeah, it's all tangled up right where the thing grabbed me, but... Well, then what made the noises? Really? You think saying maybe it was just rats is going to help calm down the woman who just paid first and last month's rent on that apartment? Sorry, I know you're trying to help. I'm just a little freaked out. Besides, that was no rat. It was big and scary and not like a little thing running across the room. My heart is still racing. I feel like it's going to pound right out of my chest. Actually, yes, that might be nice. Maybe some tea would help. Thank you. I appreciate you being so understanding and helpful with me being freaked out. It's not exactly the first impression I want to make on my neighbor. Yeah, chamomile would be great. Thanks. It smells wonderful. Yeah, it is helping. It feels very cozy and warm. Very soothing. I was just looking at your setup here. I like what you've done with the space in this apartment. It gives me some ideas for how to better arrange things so it feels more roomy and functional in my place. I'm feeling somewhat better now, but I honestly don't know if I can go back over there tonight. No, I couldn't do that. I appreciate the offer, but I don't want to be a bother. You've already done so much for me. Are you sure? Okay, yeah. Thank you. I will feel more secure over here and knowing I'm not alone in the apartment. Oh, no, absolutely not. Thank you for being willing to give up your bed for me, but I can't let you sleep on the couch. Come on, let's go. We're both exhausted at this point. No funny business, but I could use the closest tonight anyway. Okay. See, that's not so bad. When we spoon like this, there's plenty of room. You can, put your arm around me if you want. Let me rephrase that so it's clearer. Please put your arm around me and hold me. I want you to make me feel safe. Thank you. That feels good. Yeah, I think I'll be able to go to sleep now. Thank you for taking care of me. I can feel that, you know. No, it's okay. I know you're trying to behave, it's just a reaction. Besides, I can't blame you. I've got a nice ass. We're still not doing anything but sleeping, but I don't mind it being against me. It's nice to feel safe and comforted and... warm with you. Good morning. Oh, where'd he go? Probably out getting coffee. At least these apartments all use the same floor plan, so I don't have to worry about figuring out where the bathroom is. Oh, sorry. I thought you were out of the apartment, but you're in there. I'm sorry. So sorry. I did not mean to barge in. I'm so embarrassed. And you were clearly showering, and now you're standing there, completely naked and so wet, and I'm just standing here staring while I attempt to apologize. Yeah, thanks for grabbing a towel to cover up. I mean, you don't have to do it on my account. Wait, no, I didn't mean it like that. I just meant be comfortable and don't let me change that. Not don't put a towel on because I'm staring at your dick. I wasn't. Okay, I was. But not just at your dick. I mean, I was staring at all of you. Oh, just making it worse. Fuck it. Sorry. I realized I was just getting more and more flustered, so I needed to stop talking and just do something about it. No, I told you we weren't doing anything last night, and you were very respectful about it. I didn't say never. I'm not gonna say I wanted to fuck you when I met you in the elevator, but I was attracted to you, and then you were so sweet and caring, I definitely want to fuck you now. I know you do. I can tell. Believe me, I can tell. To the bed? Yeah. Your lips are so soft. So sweet. Okay. Goodbye shirt, I guess. That's not fair. You don't have any clothes for me to frantically pull off of you like that on the way to the bed. Not again. Oh, I just get to run my hands over you. Oh. I think that's just as good. I can run my hand over this. Stroke you. Okay. Where do you want me? My back. Okay. Let me get my shorts off too. Bring me that cock again so I can stroke it some more. Oh, your mouth feels so good on my nipples. And your tongue. Your tongue teasing them and tracing them. Yeah. You can touch me and put your fingers in me. Yeah, I feel how wet I am for you. I want to fuck you so bad. That's it. Right there. Hit that spot with your fingers. Play with my clit. Oh, please fuck me now. I'm ready for you. I need it. Oh, God. Oh, it feels so good stretching me out. Fuck me, team. Give me all of you. Just like that. Oh, fuck, just like that. Get down here and kiss me again. Don't stop. Oh, God, please. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, God, please. Oh, fuck it. Oh, God. Oh, keep stretching me out. Keep pounding into me just like that. Oh, I'm gonna come. Come with me. Please come with me. Oh, yes, keep hitting that spot right there, right there, right there. Keep going. Oh, fuck, you feel so good. Yes. Please. Oh, fuck, I'm coming. Well, that was definitely not what I was expecting the day after moving in. Thank you, though. I needed that. Thank you for last night, too. I needed that even more. The comfort. Let's get cleaned up, and maybe now we can check out my apartment again in the light of day to see what was going on. And then we can go get that coffee and you can fill me in on the building. How does that sound?